Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we are continuing in the seventh parak of Maseches Erevin, Parak Chalon, and it's called Parak Chalon because we're talking about two chatzeros that are separated by a wall that has a chalon in between them. So that was the first mission. Now, our Mishnah Beis talks about Kosel Shebein Shtei Chatzeros. You have a wall between two chatzeros, Gavoa Asara V'Rachav Arba'a, and the wall itself is 10 tfachim high and 4 tfachim thick, meaning the wall is rock solid, there's no opening in the wall. So ma'arvin shnayim, you need to make two separate erev, and these are two separate chaseros. Ve'in ma'arvin echad, you certainly cannot make a single erev. Really, the thickness doesn't really matter. It's going to require two erevs anyways. We only mentioned the thickness because we're setting up the next halacha in the Mishnah. Hayu barosho peiros, if let's say there were fruits on top of the wall, elu olin mikan v'yochlin ve'elu olin mikan v'yochlin, then both members of both chaseros are allowed to climb to the top of the wall and eat that fruit. Oblavachli yuridil, but they cannot carry that fruit down into the houses of the chatzeros because the top of the wall is 4 tefachim wide and 4 tefachim long and 10 tefachim high, and therefore it is a rishos hayachid. It's its own independent rishos hayachid. So carrying on top of the wall itself or from the top of the wall to either chatzer is mutter, but carrying from the top of the wall into the houses of the chatzer is going to be asher because the top of the wall is not included in either one's Eruv. So, Nifratz HaKosel, if the wall somehow breaks, there's a breach in the wall, it somehow falls down, Ad Eser Amos. So, if the breach in the wall is less than 10 Amos, Ma'arvin Shnayim, then they make two independent Eruvin, Vimratzu Ma'arvin Echad. But if they want, it's considered a Pesach between them, so they're allowed to make one Eruv, Mneshuhu Kepesach. But Yosr Mikan, if the breach is so big that it's more than 10 Amos, then they don't have a choice. Ma'arvin echad ve'in ma'arvin shnayim. They can only make one eruv. They may not make two eruvin because it's not that there's a pesach. It's that the two chatzeros are totally nifrat one into the other, totally pasuach one into the to the other. Now the Mishnah talks about what if it's not a wall in between the chatzeros, but you have a bar or something like that in between the two chatzeros. So says the Mishnah, charitz shebein shtei chatzeros. If there is a ditch of some sort between the two chatzeros, amuk asara v'rachav arba'a, and it is 10 tefachim deep, and it is 4 tefachim wide. So ma'arvin shnayim, they need to make two separate eruvin, because that really separates. It's like a mechitza. Ve'in ma'arvin echad, they cannot join together. Afilu malik kashut heaven. That's true. Even if the hole in the ground is full of straw or something like that, so even though it's filled in, we assume that it's just there temporarily. So it's not considered to be batal legabe the karka. It's not considered to even out the ground. So the mechitza is still a mechitza, but mali ofer otzroros, if you fill it in with dirt or with pebbles, so then ma'arvin echad vein ma'arvin shnayim, then we assume it actually becomes bottled to the ground, and now you just have one continuous ground that does not have a mechitza between them. So then you got to make a single eruv, you're not allowed to make two separate eruvin. So to quickly review what we learned today, in Mishnah Beis we learned that if you have a wall between two chatzeros that's 10 tefachim high and 4 tefachim wide, that's a real wall, you got to make two eruvin, not one. If the top of the wall has peiros on it, it's its own separate rishos hayachid, so members of each chatzer can go get those peiros, bring them into the chatzer, but they cannot bring them into their houses because it's a separate rishos hayachid. If the wall between the two chatzeros becomes breached in less than 10 am, with less than a 10 amma breach, then you could choose to either make two separate eruvin or a single eruv because it's just a pesach in between them. But if it's more than a 10 amma breach, then they're one big chatzer and they need one big eruv. And then Mishnah Gimel taught us that the same dinim you have for a wall, you also have for a ditch in between two chatzeros. If it's 10 tefachim deep and 4 tefachim wide, so then it's considered to be a real mechitza. And even if you fill it with stuff, it's still considered a mechitza unless you fill it with something that could be left there permanently and is likely to be left there permanently, like dirt or like pebbles. Then it's considered to be you're filling in the ditch and there is no ditch anymore. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with Perek Zayin, Mishnah Dalet.